Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Howards End by E.M. Forster, narrated by John Franklin Robbins. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books Incorporated. E.M. Forster was born in 1879. His father died when he was only 2 years old, and he was raised by his mother, who remained his devoted companion for more than 65 years. He went to King's College, Cambridge, where in later years he was a fellow. In the years preceding World War I, he became a member of the band of literary and artistic friends known as the Bloomsbury Group. His first novel, Where Angels Fear to Tread, was published in 1905. Howards End, his fourth, was published in 1910. And now, Howards End.
Chapter 1. One may as well begin with Helen's letters to her sister. Howards End, Tuesday. Dearest Meg, it isn't going to be what we expected. It is old and little and altogether delightful, red brick. We can scarcely pack in as it is, and the dear knows what will happen when Paul, younger son, arrives tomorrow. From hall, you go right or left into dining room or drawing room. Hall itself is practically a room. You open another door in it, and there are the stairs going up in a sort of tunnel to the first floor. Three bedrooms in a row there, and three attics in a row above. That isn't all the house, really, but it's all that one notices. Nine windows as you look up from the front garden. Then there's a very big witch...